Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Yud. On Amar Beis, around a quarter of the way down, Gemara brings the memory of Amar Rava bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Hanoisein matana lechaveiro tzorech lohidiyoi. Shenemar ladaski ani Hashem mekadishchem. Someone who gives a present to his friend must notify him. Like it says in the Pasuk, ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu let us know that he's giving us Shabbos Kodesh, and the Gemara continues with the Braisa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana Toiva, Yesh Libi Beis Genozai, V'Shabbos Shomov, Ani Mevakesh, Litna Li Yisrael, I have this tremendous present in my storage house, it's called Shabbos, and I want to give it to Yisrael, Lech V'Hidiyam, go and let them know. If you take a look at Rashi, Dibur HaMaschel Tzarech L'Hidiyai, Rashi says two different reasons why a person must notify the Mekabel that is giving him a present. First, Rashi says, "V'zeu derech kavod d'shema yisbayish lekablo mitechkach misratzin bedvarim ve'enay bayish bedavar." Initially, before you give the present, you have to notify the person that you're giving him a present, that he shouldn't be embarrassed. He might feel uncomfortable that he's getting a present. It's not always the most comfortable feeling taking something from somebody. Let him know in advance that you're going to give him something, so he'll feel comfortable when he gets the actual present. Besides for that, there's another tam and a different application of where this halacha applies. If you drop off a present in somebody's house, you're not around, he's not around, you better let him know who it came from. Because part of the reason why giving a present is to create ahava, a friendship between the neisen and the mekabel. So make sure that you let him know who he's getting the present from. Now the Sifsei Chaim, in two places, Mayadim Chelik Aleph, page Reish Mem Vav, and Chelik Gimel, page Kuf Tezayin, Reb Chaim Friedlander says another reason why you should let him know. He says that if the Mekabel doesn't know what he got and who he's getting it from, he's not going to know how to use the present properly. And maybe he won't even watch the present properly. He won't keep it the way it's supposed to be kept. If somebody puts money in his friend's pocket and doesn't tell him that it's there, is there any point in the present? He says that an important component of giving somebody a present is showing him what the present is, how it works, what it could do for him, and that creates the ava and the reyus that you want to convey when you're giving somebody a present. Now, if you go back to the Gemara, there's a couple of questions that the Achrayim ask, mainly the Rif brought in the Ein Yankov. The Gemara continues and says that Mikan Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hanoisin Pas Latinoik, Tzarech Lohidiyai Li'imai, My Avidlei. If you give bread to a child, you should let the mother know that you gave him this bread, that you gave him a present. And the Gemara goes on to explain how you should notify the parents. The Rif asks that according to the first Pshat and Rashi, that the reason why you're notifying the Mekabel Matana that he's getting a present is because he shouldn't be embarrassed. Why is that Negeya? When you're giving a present to a child, the child's going to take it either way. He's not embarrassed. And he continues and asks that the Gemara asks from Moshe Rabbeinu, the memra of Hanoise Matana Lechaveira in Tzarech Lohidiyo Yishenemar Moshe Loyada Kikaron Arpanov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he was giving him the present of Kirun Arpanov when he spoke to him. And the Gemara answers, Loi Kashya, Ha Bim Milsa Davide Legluye, Ha Bim Milsa Deloi Avide Legluye. Where do you not have to tell somebody that you're giving him a present is where he's going to find that either way? Only where he's not going to find that either way, that's when you have to tell him. Frek the Rif, on the Ein Yankov, according to the Pshat and Rashi, that the reason why you have to tell him is because he's going to be embarrassed when he gets it. Why does it make a difference that he's going to find out either way? That's only for afterwards. But if the reason why you have to tell him is because he shouldn't be embarrassed, it doesn't matter that it's Avide Legluye. So the Rif says, Ein Echanami. Reason why Rashi said the first pshat is because the mashmos of the Gemara v'noisein matana lechaveiro tzarech lohidiyoi seemed to be that while you're giving him the present, he should already know. And that's the first pshat in Rashi, because he'll be embarrassed to be mekabel the present, so make sure he knows beforehand. But there's another reason, and that second reason is to create the ahava. And that's the memory of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. When you give pasta to tinoik, you want to create a hava between yourself and the parents of the child, that you're taking care of the child, so make sure the parents find out about it. And when the Gemara asked the question from Moshe Rabbeinu, it was also asking in this oifen, how could it be that you have to allow somebody to know afterwards to create the Ahava, Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't say anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he had the Kirun Arpanov, and that the Gemara says, because by Moshe Rabbeinu he found out that it was a Milsa David Ligluye. Masha'en came by a Milsa David Ligluye, then Ein Echanami. Then you're going to have to tell him afterwards. Now why by Moshe Rabbeinu didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell him beforehand to be Bekayim that part of the Halacha, that Hanoisei Matana L'Chaveri Tzarech L'Hidiyah, in order that he shouldn't be embarrassed? So there the Rif says, because the present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe, there's no busha. Since Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to know either way that his face was shining. The Moloi Rayim says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell him is because there's no such a thing as getting a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's going to be any sense of busha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving somebody a present, the person takes it happily. So again, we see Rashi says two different reasons why someone who's giving a present to his friend, he has to let him know, he has to notify him. Sifsei Chaim says a third reason, and we explain the Gemara that the Shaklataya and the Gemara only flows according to the second Pshat in Rashi. But according to the first Pshat in Rashi, there, even if it's a Milsa, David Legluye, you still have to notify the person beforehand in order that when he's Mekabel the present, he shouldn't be embarrassed. Have a wonderful day.